This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. You know how you think of Amazon as an online retailer, but it also makes a lot of money selling remote computing services? Well, you think of Delta as an airline, but it plans to make a lot of money servicing jet engines for itself, other airlines, and the military. Today, Delta opens what it believes is the biggest jet engine test facility in the world, a business line that could bring in $1 billion over the next 5 years. On the transportation beat is Marketplace's Jack Stewart.
It's like taking your car in for service. If your car was an A320 and the garage was the size of two football fields. Don Matasek heads technical operations for Delta.
Literally, the shop is set up like a pit stop. When an airplane comes in, an engine comes in, we have to be able to turn that product around quickly.
150 airlines, cargo companies, and the U.S. military use Delta for engine maintenance, and time on the ground is money.
Okay, ready for auto start. Ready?
Ready for auto start.
Once an engine's rebuilt, technicians bolt it into a test cell, an enormous concrete bunker, and run it up to speed. Modern jet engines are getting increasingly complex, which, as you might hope, makes aircraft service a key focus in the plane world, says John Horak, aviation expert at Ohio State University.
We have a saying that you'd much rather be on the ground wishing you were up in the air than up in the air wishing you were on the ground.
Delta's betting maintenance will be a growing revenue generator. This new cell is designed to handle more thrust than any current engine makes. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.